China's leader goes to Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They'd like to rewrite the rules of the game globally, and they have been increasing their cooperation and their relationship, certainly of late.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday. Xi Jinping arrived this morning for talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Ahead of the visit, he put out a statement in which he said, quote, "We have every reason to expect that China and Russia, as fellow travelers on the journey of development and rejuvenation, will make new and greater contributions to human advancement." While the Chinese are putting out a positive spin for Putin, this trip may offer a major boost. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin just last week.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. After being accused of war crimes, Putin went to Ukraine over the weekend, visiting Mariupol, a city Russia now controls after bombing most of it to rubble.
That is also the location of the drama theater, which was used as a civilian bomb shelter and clearly marked with the Russian word for children so it could be seen from the sky. It was bombed anyway, resulting in one of the greatest concentrations of civilian casualties in the war.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. A Trump ally will testify today before a grand jury in New York City investigating the former president, who claimed over the weekend he'll be arrested tomorrow. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopino tells Fox,
"This is a politically motivated prosecution. This is the thing that's happening in this country now, where we're using the justice system as a weapon."
Robert Costello, a former legal advisor, expected to contradict ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's testimony. Cohen made a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep porn star Stormy Daniels quiet about a past sexual encounter she claims to have had with Trump. He denies it. There are two big bank deals. UBS is buying Credit Suisse, which is considered at risk, and New York Community Bank is purchasing assets from failed Signature Bank.
The FDIC is promising depositors that the banks will operate as normal. Signature Bank is the second bank to fail this month after Silicon Valley banks collapsed.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While China's leader visits Russia with a focus on Ukraine, the Chinese are also angry at the U.S. over TikTok. And Biden administration demands it dump its Chinese ownership in order to avoid the app being banned in the U.S. over concerns about users' data security and China manipulating content. That'll be an issue again this week in Congress, along with last month's toxic train derailment.
This week, a U.S. Senate panel is expecting to hear from and ask questions of Norfolk Southern Railroad Chief Executive Alan Shaw. The rail company is under fire for lacking safety policies many believe led to the derailment of a freight train in East Palestine, Ohio, and a subsequent decision to burn toxic chemicals spilling from the rail cars. That hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. On Thursday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee will hear from TikTok's CEO, who is expected to provide answers on the company's relations with China's Communist Party and the app's effect on children. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell today. Now to March Madness.
Timmy thought about the three. Oh, he'll take it. The Zags, all-time leading scorer, has another 20-point game in the NCAA tournament.
True, Timmy led Gonzaga past TCU 84-81 on TBS. FDU, which pulled off a big shocker Friday, a 16 seed knocking off a top seed Purdue. could not pull off another upset last night, beaten by Florida Atlantic 78-70.
There were upsets Sunday. 7-seed Michigan State knocked off 2-seed Marquette 69-60, and 6-seed Creighton beat number 3-seed Baylor 85-76. 5-seed Miami, a minor upset, dropping 4-seed Indiana 85-69. In the other game, Xavier beat Pitt 84-73, and Kansas State wins the Battle of Wildcats 75-69 over Kentucky.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster on the NASCAR track. Last year's Cup champion Joey Logano won his first race of the season in Atlanta. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.